The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Because the great disorder of the national government threatens to destroy our liberty and reduce us to slavery, many of God's people are in despair. They carry a great burden of concern for their children as to what kind of America they may have to live in. They fear the liberty their grandparents and parents fought and died for is now lost. While these concerns are all valid in the light of our national government moving into more and more socialism, despair is not the proper response. When we give in to despair, it means we're not viewing all this from God's perspective. He is not shaken by some politician's latest move. It didn't take him by surprise. He's not wringing his hands on the throne saying, "Look what they just did. What are we going to do?" No, friend, the Bible tells us what he's doing. He is actually laughing at those who are trying to throw off the yoke of his law. Listen to what he says in Psalm chapter 2. "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing?" God says. "The kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, 'Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.' He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then He shall speak to them in His wrath and distress them in His deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion," he says. Barack Obama or some other world leader is not in control in this earth. The Bible tells us that, quote, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." God Almighty, the Father of Jesus Christ, is in control. He is the owner of all on this earth, including you and me. You may wonder, well, if that's true, why is He allowing all this threat to our liberty? I'm glad you asked that. God allows us the fruit of our own thinking. He lets our own deceptions correct us. It's a part of the sowing and reaping principle of which the Bible has so much to say. If we allow our thoughts to be shaped by some professor just because he has a degree after his name, or some movie star or rock star just because they're on stage, or some news commentator just because lots of people listen to him, then we deserve what we're getting. We are not reasoning, which Webster indicated means to think with God. We're not reasoning through what's being said. We're just regurgitating it. We must learn to think with God again. His Word has the answers we need. It actually teaches God has put into the hands of His people the key that determines the direction of a nation. That's right. If you personally know Jesus Christ, you are the key. God promises us, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land." That's God's promise to us. If you're hoping God will do something to fix this mess, I tell you, He's waiting for us to do something. He's waiting for us, who are Christians, to acknowledge that we've been wrong, that our idea of what it meant to be a Christian has been bad wrong. He's waiting for us to admit that He has the right to rule all of these lives, which we thought were our own. He's waiting for us to stop thinking with the world and think with Him, thus returning to His order. To do as Abraham Lincoln called the nation to do in 1863 when he said in his Fast Day Proclamation, quote, "To humble ourselves before the offended power," in other words, God, "to confess our national sins and to pray for forgiveness," end quote. Will you do it? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.